When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
Have you built a siesta into our schedule today, Cindy?
Do you hear how relaxed she is?
See, she opens the show with peace.
You know why that is, right?
It's rare.
Because she just got back from España.
See, I think I agreed with her.
Yeah, where siestas and
oh my God,
red wine and fresh octopus and all that yummy stuff is readily available.
Oh my God, but it's also so crazy. Like, at first, like, you can't, like, everything, the whole town becomes a ghost town. The whole later half of the afternoon, right?
And around 2 o'clock.
It's so annoying because you're like, I wanted to go to this antique store, closed. I wanted to go to this, but closed. I wanted to go to that, then, right? So it's like, we arrived in Granada.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, oh, it's Granada. I wanted to go to this place and that place and this place. All closed. Why? It's 10 in the morning. It's Sunday. It's all closed. I'm like, wait, fuck it. It's like, okay, it's a siesta. It's closed. Then it's like, oh, wait, hold on. Then you go, okay, so it's not Sunday. It's not siesta. It's a Monday at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, awesome. I want to go here. Oh, we're closed. Why? It's August. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. What do you mean?
It comes to the life, closed American.
So it's like, it's just, they just don't give a fuck. But in the best way, they're like, nah, this is... You know, my quality of life is just so much more important.
And they're just as productive.
And they're out all night long. Yep. By the way, they're all out on the streets. And it's like old people. young people, babies in bars at nightclubs, asleep on the chairs. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like literally young kids out at a, you know, a street party at midnight with the grandparents. It's like, you don't see anybody over the age of 28 at a nightclub anymore. You don't, children aren't, or go to bed at 8 o'clock here. Like, and they're all, like, it's just a, it blows your mind.
Like, it's family. It's doesn't it's liberating, matter how old isn't you it? Are.
Like, here you're like, oh, I'm not allowed to go there. I'm 45. I can't go to that place. There, it's like there's a 70-year-old at the club, the bar, whatever. There's an 8-year-old asleep in the corner. You're like, wait, what the fuck? It's like, it's so much healthier. They're out all night. They get up late. They go in whenever the fuck. They do business. They go back to work after they slept. It's like, what? I mean, and you wonder why we have the highest level of suicide. Our quality of living sucks. Yeah. It's like, oh, you can only do this when you're in your 20s. You can only do it when you're in your 40s. It's over at 50s. Oh, my God. 60s. Like, you're going to bed at 8 o'clock after you played bingo with the old people. Like, it's crazy. How did we get to this, like, rigid, like, impossible? My kid, no wonder kids here go batshit hiding booze and partying like crazy. There, they're out in bars. It's the 3, 5, 7, 10. There was one kid. This actually made me really mad. We were at the Nobu Hotel in Marbella.
In Marbella.
And which is southern Spain. And you know, G, obviously. I
mean, beautiful Andalusia, like beautiful parts of Spain.
So there's a really fancy restaurant in the hotel, whatever. There's like a courtyard, and there's a child smoking a hookah with his parents.
Mm.
And I was like, said to the waitress, I'm like, is this? And the kid had a drink in front of him, and I was like, this is legal here? And she's like, well, you know, we let the parents decide. Mm. And you know, I was pissed about the hookah thing. I was so fucking mad because it's so, so bad. It's not like I let my kid have a sip of wine, which that you're like, all right, it's not going to kill them. Like, this right. is seriously, seriously bad for their health. But I found that so that they just don't give it. They don't get involved in other people's parenting. They don't give a fuck. Oh, you want to give your kid a hookah? Here you go. I mean, I was like, that's child abuse where I come from. Like, you would go to jail for that. And if right. you provided it, you would be shut down. Like, that's insane. It's just so they don't get involved in how other people parent. Like, there's zero like, oh, you're too old to be here. You're
no judgment.
Too young. No.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because it's such a small country, though, that it's like there's no competition? Like in New York, if you haven't killed 3 people and almost killed yourself by 11 a.m., you're a loser.
But it's an old country, too. And I think that all of Europe.
Yeah, and you got to remember, old, like in so Spain, different. Franco had that country oppressed for a long time. And so post that, there's a lot of, you know, liberty. But in general, I mean, anywhere you pretty much go in Western Europe, it's very liberal, very free, and very people keep to themselves, if you will. I mean, they have the same problems that we have with terrorism and economies and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to the nucleus of family and friendship, they work in a different way and they just exist. Yeah. I lived in Spain for a year and a half. I lived in Valencia. And I just remember for me to ever go back there, I would never want to come back to the U.S. because it's a way of life. I mean, look, I was just in Ibiza this summer for a week and it's just, what are we doing today? We're going to go to the beach. Mm-hmm. We're going to go for a walk. We're going to have dinner at 10:30 p.m. Yeah. And then we're going to go to a club till at 2 in the morning, till 4 or 5 in the morning and do it all over again tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't forget you've napped too.
And very relaxed. And I was still able to do my work and feel productive and not have that anxiety like, oh God, I didn't do this or I didn't get to do that. It's just a different way of living and you can't miss what you don't know. And that's why it's very, very hard once you experience, you know, those types of things that not everyone gets to experience, you realize you're like, what am I doing wrong?
But also our lifestyle here, I remember it used to be if you were an assistant working on somebody's desk, oh, thank God they've left for the day. Oh, then there were cell phones. When they left for the day, you're now still working another hour on their commute. Then it was, oh, thank God they're on an airplane. We can screen movies. We can do it. Oh, no. Now we're getting emails and texts and maybe even phone calls still. So I think our quality of life. I mean, I've been reading this stuff about companies saying absolutely no emails or phone calls after the workday ends because the burnout level is beyond here. And I think that's unrealistic for most.
It's not realistic.
Industries
it's just
at this
not.
Point.
But at the same time, here's where I'm going to, I think like what I like about the way we do things with our company is it's like, we don't really care when you get it done as long as you get it done.
That's exactly right.
So like they might go to the gym in the middle of the day. We don't know. We have a virtual office.
Yeah.
It's like they might be on vacation. One of them's working from Israel. Like, I really don't give a fuck as long as you get it done.
Yeah.
So I think that like if you get it done at 2 a.m, if you get it done at, you know, on your Sunday, as long as you get it done.
But there are other, most people I know, they work a 8-to-8 job and then they're expected to answer those emails when whoever decided after dinner to start sending them.
Yeah.
And there are some people who don't even send their emails until the end of the day because that's the only time they have the time
that's
to
when
do
I
it.
Do it
catch up.
And that's me too and I'll be like, look, this is not like on Sunday. I'll be like, I'm really sorry, this is not,
but you're setting up for Monday
for right now, but I need this, or can we you know, put this on your radar.
But also virtual, I mean, the way when you're not like at a physical place every day, it has to function just when you can.
Yeah, and I think it's also you have to condition your employer or team.
Yeah.
There was an article recently I read in the Telegraph in the UK where they were criticizing one of the largest law firms in the world, where they have now offered their staff a 24-hour concierge, essentially strapping them to their desk. So now if you need to build your son's bicycle for his birthday, concierge service will do it. And we know of a lot of companies, which shall remain nameless, that are doing this because they want maximum output. But at some point, there needs to be a quality of life balance. And that's what you're seeing with my friends that live in Holland, in Spain, in Italy. The anxiety that we carry.
Oh my God.
With, I got to get it done. I got to get it done. I got to get it done. They're like, what are you doing?
I know.
And they're equally productive, if not more so, because they're doing it where the finite amount of time that they're going to dedicate to that is.
Do they not have the competition we have?
They do. They do. They absolutely do.
They're all doing it the same. See, I think that's what happens here.
Right.
One person steps it up and says, I answer emails all. And so, oh my God, we have to answer.
Yes. It's a race to the bottom. It's a race.
Totally. Do you remember this?
I know.
We had a former employee that would, if Jillian would hit send on an email, this guy would want to be the first to answer. I'm like, pause, dude. Pause. Just because you're the first to answer doesn't mean that you're A, right, and B, what are you like showing her, that you're just sitting there like a puppy waiting for an input? Like, stop. So it's like, find your quality of life, find your balance. At the end of the day, there might be some days that you can do everything you need to do within a certain defined period, and there's going to be other days where it might take you longer, but we have lost our compass, Mama. Everyone has.
So true. Yeah.
We have all lost our compass.
I mean, they even say...
Myself included.
If you allow, if you're, again, a physical office, if you allow your employees to work from home once a week, they are more productive working from home. And I know I am. I wake up. It doesn't matter if it's 6, 7. If there's something I want to take care of, I'll take care of it then. I'm not going to wait till 9 o'clock to take care of it.
Right.
And there's also a feeling of responsibility.
Yeah.
Control over your own self.
Yeah.
Your own life. And feeling some pride in what you're doing. And I just, this whole like merry-go-round thing is just.
It's the hamster wheel.
It's horrible.
All day long.
It's horrible.
We really are the only ones that, like, even when I'm in, like, if I was in Vietnam, everybody would be out in the town square, all the kids, everybody in the middle of the night. If I'm in Spain, if I'm in Italy, they're all out in the town square in the middle of the night. And here it's like 8 o'clock, night. Bedtime, kids, bed, 9, bedtime, it's bedtime. And it's like, and then they're a mess the next day and they don't, it's just, it's bizarre. Mm. Or like, again, I'm too old to do that. Or the old people go over here. It's like, it's bizarre.
Yeah, the
segment,
segregation.
We segregate each other. That is terrible to me. I don't get it. And they all hang out in the same places. In the same, like you could see, there's a certain class of people hanging out at a certain bar. Like if it's an expensive place, like they're probably a little bit more moneyed, right? If a drink is going to cost 20 euro, you're going to get a wealthier crowd. But it's still like older, younger, this, that, the other. You could go to this town square where it doesn't cost anything. They might have less money, but it's older, younger. Like that also to me was, it's like life is not over.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a restaurant, and you look around, and you're like, "Oh my god,
everyone's 10."
I must have walked into the wrong place, or the wrong seating, or as opposed to like, you know, wow, there's every age,
everybody's
every
there,
ethnicity, there's every.
You went to a beach club called Nikki Beach. There's a 70-year-old, there's a 20-year-old twerking in the corner, there's a child asleep on two chairs. I'm like, those people are definitely on drugs. That's those funny. People are just having a salad. I was like, this is fucking nuts. Like, and they are all happy and getting along. And I just think if there's anything I definitely want to take, you're right, G, it's like, try to find, it's easier said than done.
Oh, absolutely.
More of that work-life balance, but also like, don't let anybody chase you out of an environment either, I think. Yeah. You know, you want to go to this bar, go. I don't care if you're 90. Fucking go to the bar. Fuck everybody.
I remember Jillian and I were having a sunset dinner in Ibiza, and I'll never forget the look on her face where the music, the people, the water, and the sun. And she goes, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Remember that at Mambo Cafe?
Yeah.
You get some sense of peace.
Yeah. It's just like a great... I don't know. So don't let anybody chase you out anywhere. Don't feel like there's somewhere you don't belong. Like, don't resign yourself to not going out or having fun at any age. You know, maybe let your kids live a fucking little, at least when it's summertime or a weekend. Take them out. Let them go out with you. Let them stay up. I mean, I don't know, because there'll be no other fucking kids out there and everybody will give you the stink eye. But like, one more. You know, it's just, it's like, what can we incorporate in little bits every day to improve our quality of life? It's next to impossible for most of us to get all the essential nutrients we need from food. So there's Ritual, which is the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Just 2 easy to take, no nausea capsules help fill the gap in your diet. Cindy loves them. From D3 to omega-3, my girl gets the 9 nutrients she needs without having to take a handful of vitamins, and she feels great. There's even a mint tab in each bottle of Ritual Essential for Women, so you don't get that fishy aftertaste you can get with some omega-3s. And thank God, because I sit very close to Cindy.
It's lovely.
Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/Jillian to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. I actually like to brush my teeth, Cindy. It's become one of those good habits I look forward to, and good habits matter when you want to live a healthier and happier life. And that's why there is Quip. Quip's built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, guys. And so every 30 seconds, I just said guys again. Oh boy. Every 30 seconds it pulses so you can clean your teeth evenly. It's probably my favorite thing about my Quip electric toothbrush. Plus, it looks super cool. The travel cap doubles as a mirror mount, and Quip automatically delivers brush heads every 3 months, so you have new bristles right on schedule. Quip makes brushing something you want to do twice a day. Your oral care matters a heck of a lot, so ditch the gimmicks and grab a Quip. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Jillian. There's a simple way to support the show and start brushing better, but you have to go to getquip.com/Jillian to get your first refill free. That's getquip.com/Jillian. I like this, Cindy. 7 foods that have mental health benefits according to experts. Love to know who the experts are. Let's see. This is on Bustle. To be fair, I kind of did cheat and glanced ahead at this. They've got, let's see. So who are our experts? One of the most interesting areas of research is something called psychobiotics, said Dr. Sabrina Morkel of the Department of Psychiatry and Psychiatric Medicine. Psychobiotics. All right. she's an expert on the gut-brain axis. So the whole microbiome conversation. I have heard many, many, many times that your microbiome or your gut health affects mood and cognitive function, amongst a host of other things, from friggin' metabolism to immunity. But in all transparency, we don't really understand this. I mean, we've seen the results of it, but there's so many billions, I don't even know, trillions, I don't know, a obscene amount of like bacteria and little bugs and stuff in our bodies. Like, we don't really know how to make this perfect. So really, it's like, the answer is eat fermented foods, take a probiotic, eat fiber, which is a prebiotic, which means it feeds the good bacteria. That's what a prebiotic is. It's a type of fiber. But you can find this stuff in fruits and vegetables, guys. The thing is, like, you can't, one of the strongest psychobiotics, she says, is diet. Well, that's it. But we're still understanding how it can affect mental health, which is like, exactly, like, nobody really knows how to balance that perfectly. And that's where it's just common sense. Eat clean food, lots of fruits and vegetables, a lot of plants, you know, things that don't have a ton of pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and chemicals and all that junk. And fermented foods like kimchi and yogurt, and I hate kimchi personally.
I actually found a kimchi that was not kimchi? Objectionable.
Oof, I hate it. It but was, I do like yogurt.
There's one that my sister...
and I just take probiotics, but...
Yeah. Yeah, my sister had a jar this summer that she would open it.
Oof, yeah.
And you, if you hadn't been in the room, you walked in and were like, what died? And it really smelled like death. It would smell... Oof. It was not even... There was nothing...
All right.
Food about it.
Cheese face. Okay. Well, you don't have to eat the kimchi that smells like death.
But
the kimchi of death.
Basically, here's the takeaway on that one: a healthy microbiome. So, fermented foods, or take a probiotic, and eat high fiber foods. That's why when you start getting into these freaking stupid fad diets, I don't eat beans. Like, resistant starch in the beans is an excellent prebiotic fiber. Like, it's good. I can't. Just common sense, guys. Fruits, vegetables, common sense. Protein. I thought this one was kind of interesting. Now, here's why they're saying protein, right? It says protein-rich meals help to lower insulin levels. Now, the brain is very sensitive. Basically, that's not what they said. I'm interpreting that, right? So it says the brain's very sensitive to fluctuations in blood sugar. So it's important we're not eating carbohydrate heavy meals. I mean, in that case, you'd process flour and sugar is basically what they mean. And also, protein helps to stabilize blood sugar and keep your insulin levels lower. So we see a lot of stuff with regard to mood and insulin health overall, of course. But when insulin levels are too high because we're eating too much processed sugar, too much processed carbs, or the body starts to become insulin resistant, because we're eating all that stuff and the pancreas is dumping insulin and our body just gets desensitized to it, they're starting to show that it can also affect your mood as well as a host of other health conditions, from PCOS to type 2 diabetes. So protein-rich foods. And that kind of goes on a little bit when we look at magnesium-rich foods as well, because, of course, a lot of foods that are higher in protein also will have a lot of minerals like magnesium and zinc and what have you. Magnesium, this one I didn't actually know, is an essential mineral for mental health. It says magnesium deficiency is associated with both anxiety and depression.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not know that. Chronic stress can deplete magnesium, which is, I mean, you'd have to think, I guess, about like what's going on in your biochemistry with your hormones when you're feeling chronically stressed, right? Adrenaline, cortisol, what have you, can deplete magnesium. So it's probably like this, what's first, the chicken or the egg kind of thing. But nevertheless, magnesium rich foods. So you have stuff like leafy greens, nuts, actually has dark chocolate, yay, avocados, beans. So I liked that one a lot. We talked about fermented foods, which has to do with microbiome. We talked about prebiotics. Polyphenols. This is kind of a cool one. So polyphenols are plant compounds that we can't digest, right? So instead, they're broken down by your gut microbiome. Now, polyphenols can be in things like wine. We talk about that all the time. Or olive oil, which I just learned. Green right before the green olives turn black is when they have the highest content of polyphenols. That's the best olive oil for you. Also, green tea, coffee has polyphenols. A number of polyphenols have been shown to improve mental health. And they think it's because, again, of how they're benefiting your microbiome.
Oh, wow.
It all seems to tie back to that a bit. And then they go on to the Mediterranean diet, which is pretty much everything we just talked about, right? Which is high fiber, omega-3s.
Oily fish,
which are in there. Yeah, the omega-3s for brain health. So it's like you've likely heard about omega-3 fatty acids, which we did another segment about how omega-3s may not help your heart. It's like, oh my God.
Can you just go back to the olive oil example you just gave? So say that again, because I take an olive leaf extract and I'm trying to understand at what point in the process are they extracting that?
It's the olives. It's when the olive. Okay, so they were explaining that this guy is like a, like with this, it was really cool. It's like a little chef kind of foodie guy that like gives these courses on food in his house. And he was explaining that right before the olive is about to turn black,
okay,
from green to black, it has the highest amount of polyphenols.
Interesting.
So it's essentially health benefits, right? So the good stuff. And so like the greener the olive oil, the better it is for you.
So the darker.
Yeah, you want it to be, you literally want it to be green, not yellow, but green.
Interesting.
And you'll taste the difference. Yeah. I don't mind it, but
interesting.
And he's like, it's cheaper to do it, you know, the other way around, and you get more oil, but it's not as good of a quality because I guess the olives are have more oil the riper they get.
Right.
Right. But also think about this: you have a piece of fruit, you allow it to get very, very ripe. Well, what's ripening? It's oxidizing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when it's oxidizing, you're losing the antioxidants in food. So the more ripe it is, the less nutrients it will have.
Right. That's why I don't like black bananas.
Me either.
Yuck.
I do, though, freeze them when they get dark.
And use them for a smoothie.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm trying to really be.
Do you really do that? I've heard it a million times, never done it once in my life.
Trying to be, when I look at everything I put in the grocery basket, I'm not like, want to consume it, whether it happens now or in the future. I don't want to waste it.
I can't throw, you can use it to make something.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You ever buy something online and then find out that you could have gotten it for less? I swear to you, I hate that. It totally pisses me off. Not to mention the paranoia that you're probably overpaying every time you shop, right? And my friends will be like, oh, I found those shoes online and I got them for 30% off. How? Oh, a coupon code. It's like, who's got the time to search for a coupon code or one of those codes, even though we have them on our podcast and you guys could use them all the time. But that's why there's Honey. And it's a free browser extension that scans the internet for coupon codes and discounts and automatically applies the one with the biggest savings to your cart at checkout. And Honey knows about every frickin' coupon code, sale, or discount at over 20,000 sites like Amazon, J.Crew, Target, Sephora, and more. The best thing, you just shop like you normally would, and Honey finds you savings. It feels amazing. It's kind of like being on the treadmill, but someone else is doing the running. Listen, there's no reason not to use Honey, guys. It's free to use, and it installs on your computer in two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Jillian. That's joinhoney.com/Jillian. G is so excited that Everlane is a new sponsor because that's where he gets his t-shirts, people. And it's probably because they're exactly what they should be. Simple, stylish, made from quality materials without traditional markups. Everlane even lets you know their real costs, and they're radically transparent about every step in their process, from the materials they use to the ethical factories they work with. Their clothes look better, cost less, and last longer. And since Everlane sells directly to you, their prices are 30 to 50% lower than traditional retailers. My new favorites that I just got from Everlane would have to be the 100% grade A cashmere sweater, gorgeous Italian leather boots, and a denim jacket made at the world's cleanest denim factory.
And right now, you can check out their personalized collection at everlane.com/Jillian. Plus, you'll get free shipping on your first order. That's everlane.com/Jillian. everlane.com/Jillian.
Jillian, we have a very special guest today. We have functional medicine expert and author of the upcoming book, The Inflammation Spectrum, Dr. Will Cole.
Hi, Dr. Cole. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So everybody out there listening, all transparency, Dr. Cole and I share the same book agent who used to be my editor. And she sends me stuff all the time for the show, and I politely decline. And she's like, all right, I know you're going to say no, but this guy's amazing and this book is amazing. And she sent me like information about you and the book. And I was like, all right, this one's a yes, absolutely. And I forwarded it to Cindy. But to be honest, like I'm learning about you and the book along with the audience right now. So I do know what functional medicine is, but can you tell everybody listening, what exactly is functional medicine? What do you do all day long? And then subsequently we'll get into the book.
Yeah, thank you so much. I am functional medicine. Another word for that is systems medicine or integrative medicine. So it's really the best of Western medicine and the best of alternative medicine. So we get to the root cause, but in an evidence-based way. So we're running comprehensive labs, and we're finding out what drives why somebody feels the way that they do. So we're looking at things like microbiome, gut issues, or toxicity issues, or hormonal imbalances, or inflammation and what's driving it. And then we tailor a holistic natural medicine lifestyle protocol and medications when needed to really be tailored and customized to the individual. So I see patients around the world. I primarily have a virtual clinic where I consult people via webcam. And that's what I do. That's what I live and breathe and I have a passion for.
So tell me about the book, The Inflammation Spectrum. Like where did the impetus for this come from? What made you decide, like, this is the book, I'm writing this book, this is what it's about? No, I mean, it's find your food triggers and reset your system. So obviously we know this is a diet book. This is a book that talks to you about exactly that, like how to tailor your diet so that you're keeping your body as healthy as possible. But can you tell me, like, what made you go, all right, I'm writing this book? And then what is the inflammation spectrum?
Yeah, so inflammation is really the commonality between just about every health problem out there. I mean, from autoimmune conditions to diabetes and heart disease and cancer to things that don't even seem inflammatory to the average person, like anxiety and depression and brain fog and fatigue. These are things that are, as you know, plaguing our world and our family and our friends. And it's the people that I'm with as a functional medicine practitioner. So The Inflammation Spectrum, the book, was really born out of me seeing patients over these years. And why it's called The Inflammation Spectrum is because inflammation exists on a spectrum. And from one end of the spectrum, it's mild fatigue or anxiety or digestive problems. And then the other end of that spectrum is full-blown, given a diagnosis code like an autoimmune disease or diabetes, et cetera. And then everything in between. So my goal with the book is to educate people about inflammation and then allowing them to learn where they fall on the inflammation spectrum. And then, obviously, most importantly, what to do about it so they can start moving the needle in a positive direction. Because most of these things, as you well know, are in the majority overwhelmingly reversible, overcomable, healable things. So I wanted to really empower people to have agency over their health.
So like, let's say I have rosacea, because I have a friend that has rosacea. And I mean, that's an autoimmune inflammation thing. Like, what if I'm like, well, I'm not 50 pounds overweight, but I have something like that. Can the book help me? Or like, I have digestive problems. Can it help me with those kinds of things as well?
Certainly. I mean, I want people to take action wherever they're at on the inflammation spectrum. And hopefully it doesn't take a major health crisis for people to have that wake-up call, because many times it's too late or close to being too late then. So I want people to take action now. And we start the book out with a quiz so people can find out. And the quiz is based on questions that I ask patients. So it's
I was gonna say, can you give me a few? Because I didn't get the book, or I'd be well. I'm so sorry. Like, I literally been off for 2 days, and like this happened so fast, I didn't even get a chance to get the book from anyone.
No.
So, can you give me a few examples of some of those questions?
Of course. So we go over the sort of seven areas of the inflammation spectrum that I have a graphic in the book so people can see it visually.
Okay.
But there are seven sections. There's digestion, there's brain, there's hormones, there's blood sugar, there's detox, there's musculoskeletal areas. So they go through that quiz and they ask, we ask in the quiz, where's your digestion? Are you going to the bathroom two times a day? Many people don't even realize it. They think, I'm not constipated, but they're going to the bathroom every other day. Or they have those rashes or those flare-ups, and they're not even conscious of that even being normal, because so many of these problems are so common for people that they think just because something's common, they equate that with normalcy. And just because something's common doesn't make it normal. And we want to really raise people's awareness that feeling lousy may be ubiquitous in our society and in your life, but it shouldn't be normalized. So it's raising people's awareness and getting them in tune with their body of seeing where they're at with these inflammatory issues.
Now, I mean, I have severe brain fog. And you mentioned that as like one of these kind of symptoms, so to speak. And I always thought like, I'm just busy. I'm just tired. And am I like essentially normalizing that then? Like I just kind of resigning myself to it. Like bad brain fog. I'm not kidding. Like the kind of shit, dude, where I like literally will have my sunglasses on my head and then be like, where did I leave my sunglasses? Like, it's crazy. It's pretty severe.
I mean, we talk about food in the book, but I think you bring up a great point that it's not just food. I mean, stress and a lack of sleep, what do they do to the body? They raise inflammation levels.
Right.
So you're probably right. It is just stress and a lack of sleep, but those are the things we need to be mindful of as well to manage. And obviously we can't, you know, live on a mountaintop away from everything, but it's how do we go through life that is in alignment with our biochemistry that starts to balance out inflammation levels. So for sure, we have to talk about stress. We have to talk about sleep. These are very pervasive issues in our culture. And we have an epidemic of a lack of sleep in our culture that we need to start prioritizing that. So you may be onto something.
So with the book, is the idea that it's like, okay, we're going to identify where you're at. And then is it more of a one size fits all, like these foods trigger inflammation? Or is it more like, hey, this food can trigger inflammation in Jillian, but not Cindy kind of a thing?
Yeah, my goal with the book is, and this is really the heart of functional medicine, is what works for one person may not be right for you.
Got it.
When you talk about intestinal permeability and leaky gut syndrome, there's a lot of variability when it comes to food sensitivities and what works in people's personal preferences. I think that's another facet you have to look at. And so through the quiz, we were able to show people, okay, this is the plan and the toolbox that would be right for you. So let's say somebody has hormone issues, they're going to focus on different foods as medicine than somebody with digestive issues.
I see.
This is all adapted from me seeing patients over the years and what works, what doesn't.
That's so cool. I love
it.
Do
it without a doctor and start. Yeah, I'm super excited for people to start to lean into this information.
So I'll read the book and end up taking away a completely separate sort of agenda than, let's say, Cindy might. Because I might go, okay, I have severe brain fog and like I need to focus on this part of my body or my brain and my nervous system. Cindy might say, oh, I have a hormone imbalance and it's my endocrine system. And so she and I would be taking away like different tips to a certain extent, even though the umbrella of knowledge is applied to everybody, but you get kind of your own little prescription to a certain extent.
Yeah.
That's
you get your own
awesome
toolbox. So for the brain, you may get some neurotropics and, you know, you get some adaptogens for brain function, like lion's mane. It improves brain-derived neurotropic factor, like improving brain function, basically. And then hormones, maybe you bring some ashwagandha and you cook with that. And we teach people how to use these foods as medicine to find out what their body loves, what their body hates, because we're all different. So I try not to make too many like broad sweeping, overgeneralized statements, because as you know, seeing clients over the years, there's so many different differences when it comes to people.
Dr. Will, I love this book. Can you tell me, or I can't wait to read it. I mean, like, can you tell me where is it available? Which I'm guessing is going to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's
such a dumb question, but everyone's like everywhere. Amazon, everywhere. Yeah. Barnes & Noble, books, I'm guessing everywhere.
It's
now,
everywhere.
And when is it out?
It comes out October 15th. It's on pre-order now. But everything's at drwillcole.com if people want to just check it out there. But yeah, that's when it comes out.
And if they want to make an appointment with you too, they can do the same at drwillcole.com.
Yeah, but it's my day job is not writing books, it's seeing patients. So it's definitely my love, and I love doing it.
And guys, that's DR for doctor, not spelled out the word. So DRWILLCOLE, drwillcole.com. Dr. Cole, you're awesome. I cannot wait to get the book from our mutual friend, Heather.
So Heather.
Maybe I'll be a little bit sharper. The next time we speak, I'm going to start my neurotropics, which, by the way, I've not even heard that word before, so now I'm embarrassed. I cannot wait to learn a little bit more about it.
Let me know when you want, and I'm there.
Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate it. Have an excellent day.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to put the website in the show notes.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.